This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Yes, it's a Friday. It's August 29th, and it is Jason and John. I'm the aforementioned Jason Smith. Across from me is a man who has established himself as both a local and national voice on not just all things sports, but on all things life, as he drinks from his Diet Coke and puts on his headphones and gets ready to lock in for another whip around the sports world, but also the world.
Oh, yeah, we'll get into it all. We'll get into it. Is this our first like real football Friday? I mean, I know we had last week. It was a little piddly little week.
Hold on, I'm not done.
My bad.
Father, husband.
Facts.
Representative of Circa Sports.
That's it. What's that?
Ah, Circa.
I got this when I was in Vegas. I got this when I was in Vegas. I was cold.
Field of 68.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Correspondent and personality host.
Fans are going to be doing a lot less work.
Yep. BetMGM also.
Does BetMGM work as well?
He's doing their network.
BetMGM network. That's right.
Yep. This weekend, probably, I imagine.
Man, I'm busy.
Follow him on TikTok at
JohnMartin929.
Same name everywhere.
Let's go.
So.
The Enigma.
He used to live on Sycamore View.
Off of it.
Mm.
Now he lives in your hearts. Round of applause for John Martin.
Yeah.
That's quite the introduction.
And I wanted to do better.
That's quite the interesting.
And you, Jason.
Then yesterday, when you stopped and you said, you say local, national. We got to come up with that. I wanted to do better for you.
I still would like to streamline.
You deserve it.
I appreciate it.
We go through all of Sane's titles. We go through everybody we have on, any guests we have on, right? We do all through there because that's the proper and appropriate thing to do.
That's right.
And I wanted to do that for you,
man,
my brother, today.
I appreciate
Welcome.
That. I know it's Friday around here, man, because Jason's feeling good. He's got a little zip in his step. You know, I mean, it's awesome. It's game of the year weekend.
I'm going to be like this on every day from now on.
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, someday promoting you, and I know that, you know, we got some things cooking.
Nothing's cooking. I'm just happy to be here as a 92.9 FM ESPN co-host.
Well, I think
thank you, Brett, for that.
There's a precedent around here, right? The precedent around is we wear many, many hats, and I'm looking forward to that new hat coming for you, and I don't know when it'll be or what it'll be, but yes.
It's the only hat I wear.
It's good to be here. Thanks for tuning in. For you out there in Memphis, we love you. I got a tweet today from Aaron. He said, they're changing the world. I'm not being paid to say this. He said, they're changing the world. Now, I don't know if all that is true, but I do think that, you know, for some people, this show is important.
What?
And so it's...
I don't know, that is ridiculous. We're not changing the world. I appreciate somebody said that about us.
But you know, if you make somebody's,
I thought you never know when you're kidding or not anymore.
If you know, I guess I would say if you make one person's day, in many ways, I might argue you're changing the world.
Just talk about that Bible study on Wednesday. Just uplifting one, encouraging one,
right?
And the difference that that can make.
It's huge.
Not just for that person, but everybody in that person's sort of circle.
100%.
Because that person now uplifted can,
you're changing somebody's world.
100%.
So good enough for me.
I believe in the ripple effect.
Good enough for me. Anyway, yeah, we have a very busy show today.
I know.
Because one of the most overrated players in the NFL got traded yesterday.
Ridiculous.
Micah Parsons. He's a Green Bay Packer. What? What? I mean, that is a shocker.
Well, I could go a lot of ways with this and about how down I am about him being in my division, but to call him overrated, bro, come on, man.
$200 million. Her name was the Silk, but her face was the Shaka. Micah Parsons in the NFC North. My goodness. And the joke is that Jerry Jones is going to be pissed when he wakes up and hears about this. This is a crazy move. You're trading away a player in his prime. I mean, even the Bengals ain't what we're going to trade Trey Hendrickson. You know, like, and he's 30 and he's way past his prime.
Could argue he's just entering his prime at 26.
Right, right.
He's going to be better.
So we'll get into all that today here on the show. We got some very significant movement in the game of the year we'll talk about. And then, you know, last night, man, I thought last night was an announcement. It was an announcement.
Sore.
Not just, to the rest of the country, but I think specifically to Memphis. And we'll get into that a little bit later on the show. Anthony Sang going to join us at 11:25. And then at 1:25, Parthi Padhyay will join us for the Daily Memphian.
Excellent.
He had the news today that Simon Majak and our man Silla have arrived. They're no Silla. They're here.
And we can put them right to work because practice has started.
That's
and
right.
It's go time.
That's right. So get into all that today here on the show. But I think we should probably just sort of take those big football items one at a time, ranking them in order of importance. First would be Micah Parsons.
He's Mr. Overrated.
Mr. Overrated. Now, that's just my personal, just because every time I watch him, I feel like he's getting taken out of the game. However, that could be because he's constantly doubled, right? Like, and he opens stuff up for somebody else. And, you know, it's like Max Crosby a little bit. You know, Max Crosby's sack numbers are never, like, super amazing. Like, he's not averaging 23 sacks a game. But there's no denying the disruptiveness that he creates. You know, Micah is probably in that same category.
Let's talk about what Dallas got back first, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because I'm interested to see what you think. Three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Dallas was, I believe, 29th or around about against the run last year, and Jerry's already come out and talked about that. It's one of his, you know, that's one of the things he's hinging this on. We have to stop the run. We weren't doing that with Micah Parsons, and Kenny Clark's going to help us do that. And you had two first-round picks, 26 and 27, that obviously, based on the way Green Bay was already set up and expected to do this season and what they're adding now, are going to be late first-round draft picks. Do you agree? Could be between 28 and 32.
Right.
Because to me, this shoots Green Bay up to the top of the North, certainly, and right up to the top of the NFC in terms of Super Bowl contenders.
Yep.
So those are going to be late picks. Is that enough of a haul?
Well,
because I guess, you know, whether or not he's overrated comes into this discussion. So that's where I wanted to.
It's the fact that they're paying market rate, right? Like the Packers not only are trading away two first rounders, but they're also paying market rate. They're having to pay $200 million to get Micah Parsons.
For a guy that's not 30, a guy going right. into probably
no, I mean, that would
in
be,
his prime.
And that's where, yes. Here's the thing, right? Like, there's the nerdy part of sports media coverage is that, you know, how can you trade away picks for, you know, a guy you're going to pay $200 million to? Because that's the whole thing. It's like, you don't give up picks when you have to pay that much amount of money. But ultimately, you want to win. Like, ultimately, you want to win the Super Bowl, don't you? Like, at some point, you want to win a championship, and you have to go for a championship, and that's what they're doing. They're saying, we don't care about these picks in whatever year. We want to win a Super Bowl with Jordan Love and Micah Parsons and everything we've got here. And they're going for it.
I love what Green Bay's doing. I don't think Dallas got enough for the type of player that Micah Parsons is. If you were going to trade him, which was never the plan, you always wanted to sign him, and clearly Jerry got in his feelings about those two negotiations. Yes. You should have done it before the draft in March because you would have gotten more.
No doubt.
There's no way I can – he's trying to compare this, Jerry is, to the Herschel Walker trade that led to championships for them, that Jimmy Johnson was in the engineer of, frankly, and Jerry's always wanted some of the credit for. It's not that because, again, you're going to get late picks. You don't know if it's going to equal the next Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And while you might be better against the run, John, who are the highest paid non-quarterbacks? They're rushers.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got the fifth most sacks his first, first 5 seasons of anybody in the NFL.
Yep.
First 4 seasons, he's got the fifth most sacks at 52 and a half. Him and Reggie White are the only players in NFL history to record at least 12 sacks in each of their first 4 seasons. a good chance you're getting him at bottom. He's about to get better, you know.
Mm.
And so you don't pay top dollar for defensive tackles. My point is this doesn't lead you to more Super Bowls. You don't convince your fans, you know, hey, having both receivers signed up with Dak Prescott's going to get us there with a defensive tackle that stops the run. I mean, that's not the way to go. You should have gotten more. Micah Parsons clearly wanted to be a Cowboy for life. It's ridiculous that Jerry let feelings and feeling like, you know, him and Micah Parsons had come to a deal because they had moved on some numbers. Give me a break. You didn't want to put him where Green Bay was, you know, where Green Bay had him. And that's what he was due, John, with the numbers that he had put up.
We can say
he was overrated and say, well, Dallas wasn't going to win a Super Bowl with him, but he's still effective, and that's who we pay top dollar for.
Right.
Is rushers.
Yes. Over the past 4 years, the Cowboys were the league's best defense when Micah Parsons was on the field by EPA per play. I would not have guessed that, but when you take him off the field, those same Cowboys became the league's worst defense.
They're as soft as it gets, and again, Jerry will use the 29th against the run, but that negates so much, and it dismisses so much of what he was to them. I mean, my gosh, he's been to Pro Bowl each of his first four seasons.
Right. I think
he was up for defense. He was a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year 3 times.
So
what are you talking about here?
You know, you started this by asking me, like, what Dallas thing to, you know, to try to understand what they're thinking, like, from a strategic standpoint.
I just want to make sure you thought he's a good enough player that they should have gotten more for, that they've bungled in terms of the way Jerry led feelings. This is why
Kenny
you don't.
Clark is a league average defensive tackle.
This is why owners should not be GMs, because, again, in this case, an owner is going to step in when the GM decides to trade away, you know, a guy who wanted to be a lifer for you and he's one of the best in football. An owner's going to say, no, we're not doing that because he's a great Cowboy. He wants to be. He grew up one. We're going to keep him here. The owner's going to step in here? No, Jerry's the owner. So it's ridiculous. For Green Bay, you know, it's just going to sit like – it's going to sound like whining for me as a Bears fan, but you've set them up.
Mm.
That's the other part about this. You traded them in within the conference.
Right.
You've crowned Green Bay in a way by – you've set Jordan Love at 26 and Micah at 26. You've set up a Super Bowl window for them.
Right. I mean, you could –
you know, right there in your own conference.
I mean, I don't know, like the Khalil Mack trade, you know, the Raiders probably didn't get enough for him either. I mean, they only got 2 firsts. They didn't get any players. They had to send back a second.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I that was pretty bad, you would say. And it's not that different. Like, the Raiders didn't want to pay Khalil Mack for reasons beyond my understanding. The Dallas Cowboys decided they didn't want to pay Micah.
To the whatever it was, 41, 42, or whatever it was. But it's ridiculous that they wouldn't go to that number.
Yeah.
Jerry said it was the most non-QB.
Right.
But you won't go, you know, a couple million more, whatever that was. You felt like you'd done all of your moving just with Micah.
Yes.
So when Mulligata comes in, nah, we already have a deal. That's not how it works. I mean, it's ridiculous to have done this based off that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. So I can't really understand it from a strategic standpoint. The only thing I can understand is, like, maybe they decided that maybe they said we can't win if we pay him $200 million. Like, we won't, our roster construction is not going to be good enough with him to pay him that amount of money. That just points to other horrible decisions you've made if that's the case. I think it's the main thing you mentioned, which is just that this is a personal thing with Jerry. And that's really no way to run an organization or a business. But it's his business, and that's why he's going to run it the way he sees fit, ultimately, even if it's not great. So that's the first bit of news. Second bit of news is what happened last night in college football. South Florida, and that number was just plummeting and plummeting and plummeting, and we talked about it here on the show. We were like, damn, you know, how far is this thing going to go? It dropped even further. I think it finished at 4.5 at kickoff. Boise State was favored by 4.5 kickoff, open 9.5, and even after not an opening touchdown, but an early touchdown from Boise State, 34 unanswered for South Florida and Byron Brown, and they beat the hell out of Boise State yesterday, 34-7. And I thought, I thought that was maybe a little bit of an awakening moment, maybe for us and for the American, and just where Memphis should fit into it, because if that's really who South Florida is, if what we saw yesterday is like that's them every week, no questions asked, like this wasn't just a one-off. Memphis ain't making the title game.
I'm not gonna go that far.
That's what I think.
South Florida, as far as you're concerned, then put South Florida in the.
I think they're the favorite right now for the playoff, right?
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
They've already got a win over the Mountain West. You don't boys. They're
exactly.
gonna get to play another team from the AAC and make, and they're likely to lose against Notre Dame.
Yep, and South Florida
could already
does
be
have,
boxed out.
South Florida has two ranked opportunities in the next 2 weeks.
Now, that might be end up being too much.
It might.
Because
it
gets
is.
Them beat up. You're right, playing number 15 Florida and then
that is
at
true.
Miami
that is true.
The next 2 weeks. So it could come back to cost them. But if they go 2-1, they're locked in.
They really are.
Especially so long as they win, you know, you have to win the AAC.
Win the American, yeah.
Win the AAC.
Yeah, you beat one of Florida or Miami with the Boise State win. Yeah, no question.
I mean, they have the leg up.
Memphis would not be able to catch them.
I mean, think about how tested they'd be coming if they come through that healthy. But is Byron Brown going to come through that healthy? You see the way he plays football?
And he has a history.
Now, back to what we thought about them. I will say, folks said if Byron Brown is healthy,
right,
they're going to be tough.
Right.
And that's what they – I think what surprised us was what they did defensively to this Boise State team. And, yes, there's no Ashton Jeanty, but that's still the same quarterback. And they could not run the ball. I think it was 3.2 a carry on South Florida. And after, like you said, that first seven, which, oh, by the way, you got on a short field because South Florida went for it on fourth down early on in their own territory. So that seven early came on a short field, had been set up by South Florida. They come back, you know, what is it, 10-7, half and whatever else, make the huge play with the fake. I mean, Golish and the guts, you know. I'm calling him dumb in the first half for going for it on his side of the field and setting up that Boise State touchdown and saying, man, you should have just played regular football. But he showed. No, he was going to continue to play that way. And in that third quarter, the game broke open when they get the fake punt touchdown to break, you know, to put him up 17-7, I think, at that point. And it was all South Florida from there. But I think I was just as impressed, if not more so, by what they did on the defensive side of the ball than I was what they did offensively. And offensively, they look good.
Yes.
So it's a notice, you're right, to the rest of the AAC, also to Memphis, that this ain't just Tulane, Navy, and Memphis up in here.
No doubt.
Some would include UTSA in that.
Yeah.
Oh, South Florida now with this huge, I mean, lopsided win over Boise State last night.
Yes.
You could make an argument they're going to be right there at the top at the end of it.
I'm just curious. Like, I'm just going to look.
I mean, you
see.
Get them here.
You do get them here.
There's a chance Byron Brown ain't even playing by that point because of the
That's
way
true.
That guy think he plays football. He ran over several Boise State dudes. You could see his own teammates like checking on him at the end of the game, making sure you good.
Yeah.
Because you just Cam Newton out there in terms of mentality.
Yeah, Memphis has
running over.
Dropped to fifth in the odds.
Makes sense right now.
After last night in the American.
Yeah.
Tulane, Navy, South Florida, UTSA, and Memphis would be the order there.
I'll tell you what, it puts some urgency up underneath, you know, some fire. It turns it up a little bit underneath that Memphis team as you go out here against an FCS and
yep.
you need to take care of business and look like you have the better level of athlete on Saturday, you know, and go 3-0 before your chance to make a real statement, at least nationally, with Arkansas here. It turns up the heat for everybody in the AAC. I love it. We said everybody in the AAC should be rooting for South Florida to win. I'm not. This doesn't scare me. I've heard it spun. Oh, this is bad. You know, and you're kind of along those lines. Oh, this is awful. And you know, for this is opportunity.
Yep.
Is what it is now for the AAC winner. You know, whether it's South Florida or someone that knocks off South Florida, man, college football playoff. You know, look at Boise State's schedule. You think they're beating Notre Dame based on what we saw last night? No. And what are the chances they run it?
Yeah.
And if they've got these two losses and one of them's to the AAC. Bro, you're set up.
Right.
The AAC champion's set up.
Right.
Especially if it includes a win over South Florida or if it's South Florida.
Yeah, agreed.
For Memphis, that's your opportunity. Don't be scared.
Yeah, I'm
you're
scared.
Supposed to have the best roster. Do they have less investment than you?
I saw somebody tweet last night that Chris Vanini maybe mentioned that USF spends more than anybody in the American.
You're touching Fred. Wouldn't that go against everything we've said? Nobody's included South Florida and the numbers with Boise State, Memphis, and Tulane.
I swear I saw this.
I wouldn't
tweet.
Doubt Chris Vanini. I'd love to see it.
I mean, I don't know where I saw it. You know, cause stuff just flies through. But I could have sworn I saw somebody refer to a Vanini post or tweet about how they spend the most of anybody.
Well, it's so murky now because
$8 to $10 million a year, apparently.
We don't have the reworkings. We don't have the number on the new deal.
Right.
With FedEx.
Surely it will not be the case next year because you're getting. You're going to be at close to full revenue share with that new deal. So how could that be possible that USF's going to have more money than you?
I'm just saying even if it's more, it can't be. It has to be equivalent, if not a little bit. Sure.
At worst, Memphis is second. At worst, Memphis is, you know.
There's no excuse. You can't say, like the SMU days where you say, well, every player over there is paid. We can't compete with that.
Yeah.
You're not doing that here. And we're not changing. We're not moving the goalposts. Not doing that. We got Fred's money in there.
Agreed.
Our roster should stack up right with theirs. This is opportunity for Memphis.
Yeah, agreed.
Great win for South Florida. Great win for the AAC for SOAR. I'm not supposed to say AAC anymore.
Oh, SOAR. That's what it is.
I'm talking about the Eagle. I keep saying SOAR.
I forgot about that thing. He's got his chest out
Corn
today. Ball.
He's got his chest out today.
Yeah, he does.
Hell, UTSA might win this weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got a new brand. We got a bigger chest. We did our bench. We were hitting the bench press this offseason. There it is.
There he is.
That thing was flying over Tampa last night.
There's no doubt about that. And then there's one more very important football story that took place last night. Texas is now the favorite. Texas has flipped to the consensus favorite over Ohio State tomorrow morning at 11, 24 hours from now. And the reason is very simple. Somebody bet $550,000 on Texas plus one at Circa. That's what happened. And the entire market moved because Circa moved. That's the respect that Circa has in the marketplace.
That's why you have their hoodie on.
Well, I stayed there, okay. I bought this, and I was like, I can't just wear Raiders gear every single day. Do you like the hoodie?
Yeah, I thought they gave it to you.
No, I actually had. They're marketing.
It's not. It's also Nike. It is Nike. It's a collab.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. I don't know where Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. But they took a $550,000 bet on Texas plus one. First of all, one of like maybe the only sports book that would have taken that amount of money on that. I mean, on a Thursday in the world, $550,000. No way anybody else is doing that. So, of course, they're going to move aggressively.
That's either Floyd or Drake.
I mean, it could be. There's no doubt. I mean, you can't just be like me going up there and getting $550,000 now. Like, you got to have.
Floyd's a heavy bettor, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He comes in there with the big old bag and puts that kind of money down.
Yeah. Because what happens is those guys get used as beards, too. Like the sharp group will get a hold of him and say, hey, go put this down for us. We'll give you 20%, 30% of it, whatever.
They let him do it.
Yeah. But that's what happened. So now.
Flipped it.
Ohio State is a home underdog for the first time, I believe, since 2018. So 7 years.
Oh, you just made it easier for Ryan Day and company. Thank you.
Are you a little nervous?
No. I knew you were going to use this.
$550,000.
I could feel it through your text. I could feel it that you were going to use this
more just
to try to flip the fear.
You informed.
The fear that was in here yesterday. When you knew Ohio State, you knew in your heart of hearts that we got this.
I think it's insane that
you love that this bet came in. You love that it got, but you're trying to use it as evidence that it's going to go your way.
I think it's crazy that Ohio State's an underdog. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Like, I know. You've made it easy for us. That speech will be so fiery.
Even from Ryan Day?
Yeah. This is easy.
I think he's only lost one home game to a non-Michigan. It was Oregon 4 years ago.
Did you check what I said about Jeremiah and having a bad game last year and what he's going to do this year?
Yeah, he's excited. He's excited for the challenge. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be an absolutely great game. I can't imagine a world where Ohio State closes as the dog, though. I do think this will get bought back.
Oh, okay.
That's my guess. I mean, you cannot just let Ohio State close as an underdog at home, dude.
Defending champs.
It would be crazy.
Still got a loaded roster. It's loaded.
But do I feel good about having 2.5 points in my pocket? Oh, yeah.
I mean, Texas is loaded, too. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Might have the best defense in the country.
It's going to go to triple overtime. No, it's going to go to double overtime. And it's going to be decided by a two-point conversion. And I'm going to cover.
Arch going to run it in?
Run it in. Quarterback draw. Design run. There you go.
Yeah. Imagine how he's going to be limping by that point.
He's going to aura farm.
If he gets that in there, you're right. That's a legacy moment already.
On Ryan. Anyway, yeah, that's the news. That's the football news of the day.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, man.
Well, I don't have anything on this, as you know. Just a good old football fan watching.
All right.
Not rooting against you, though. I'm with you.
No, I appreciate it, man. No, look.
Hope it goes gloriously for you.
It's part of the game.
I just want a good game.
It should be awesome.
Ohio State to roll.
There you go. Out of me to be in max pain.
Caleb Downs, pick six. That's what I'd like to see.
That would really make your day.
Yes.
Game winner.
As I would have called it.
Game winner. That would be too good. Arch is driving. He's inside the five. Pick!
You're right. Memphis could lose on Saturday, but I'd come in here happy about that Caleb Downs call. I really would.
That's right. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Saint's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk all things Memphis with him. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to find me? ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. New episodes airing live every afternoon. He's the underground king of Memphis sports media, the tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist and founder of Asylum Media Group, father of five-star 2032 multisport prospect Gabriel Sane. You can follow Sane on X at Sane Asylum. He joins us now like he does every Friday. We're grateful to have him. Sane, I know that you and your son, five-star prospect, have attended many a Tiger football game previously. Yeah. I'm just, as we're right here, at the doorstep of a new Tiger season, football season, I'm curious: are you guys locked in this year? Are you ready to be at some more games? I'm not going to pin you down to being there tomorrow, but that you figure y'all be out there this year?
Oh yeah, we do plan on being there. Interesting, you said that, Jason. I reached out to a couple of my ticket connects last year, because y'all know I don't pay for tickets for anything. So
yes,
I asked for I put an ask out to one of my guys. He said he already gave his extras away. Another guy haven't got a response yet. So for those out there in the listening audience, I need a couple tickets for me and my son. So if anybody's interested,
usually
you know I ain't got no shame. You know I ain't got no shame.
Usually works.
If anybody, if anybody's interested in giving me two tickets to the Tiger football game tomorrow, DM me on Twitter is usually the best way to get those to me. But yeah, I did go to a lot of games last year, and they were all courtesy of the great Tiger fans and Anthony Sane. And as the same supporters and Jason and John show supporters as well. So, yeah.
I think you could just fall in there, bro. I
mean, Memphis should give them to you against an FCS opponent.
Drop down like Sting, bro.
Yeah. Memphis should give you those seats, quite frankly, for tomorrow.
I might send a letter over to the SIDs over there, man, or something.
Okay.
Make it unofficial visits, you know what I mean?
My first appearance will be the 20th.
I feel like a lot of people are doing the wait and see thing, because it would make a lot of sense to wait. You know, they're playing an FCS opponent at home, then they go on the road for two that we expect them to win, but then they come home against Arkansas. And Drew Hill asked me that this morning. What the vibe is. It feels like it's sort of maybe a let's wait and see. And if this team starts 3-0, then maybe you got a monster crowd in there against Arkansas. For John's dude, you don't think so? 3-0 against Arkansas?
Get a good 30 in there.
Well, that's all it can hold right now.
Well, damn.
While it's being renovated,
that's unfortunate. Yeah. But it should be. I mean, because you're going to get Arkansas fans there anyway.
If you take care of business.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll all see each other out there that week because it feels like everybody's. Well, not if Sane finds some available tickets.
You know, I think it brings up. I think it brings up a good sort of discussion, Sane, in that, you know, Jason is putting performance incentives on Ryan Silverfield and the Tigers for his attendance, but it seems like, and honestly, I kind of feel like that about everything, whether it's the Grizzlies, the Tigers, but it almost kind of seems like, you know, there's an expectation that it shouldn't matter how the team performs, you should just go anyway. Like, where do you come down on, whether it's whoever it's in relation to, Grizz, Tigers, whatever, like, how do you come down on performance relating to whether or not you attend the games?
Well, you're talking to somebody who ain't bought a ticket to nothing in 20-something years, so.
But would you even ask for a ticket if the team stunk? You know what I mean? Like, that, like, just come at it from that perspective.
Oh, yeah, because I just enjoy going. Like, whether we're good or bad or mediocre, I enjoy going. Like, especially if the weather's good. Like, Gabe had me out in the mist last year. It was raining one game, so I was sitting out there getting misted on the entire game. But the entire first half, he allowed me to leave at halftime. But he really likes to just be out there. If it's good weather, he likes being around the fans. There's some old guy that throws candy around. Gabe don't ever eat the candy, but he just likes.
That's right. I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
So y'all go.
But we just like just like being out there, man. And like, he's got a friend. His dad tailgates, and he likes to hang out with his friend. And it's cool, man. I think it's a really good game experience down at the Liberty Bowl and with Tiger Lane and everything. So I actually do enjoy it every time I go. The parking isn't bad. You know, even if you park in somewhere where you got to walk, it's not a bad walk from the parking lots to, you know, to the arena. I mean, or whatever. So we really do like it, especially when they were a good team last year. So it was pretty cool to watch that. But even if they were bad, I think we still would enjoy the games.
Saying you think we'll be able to play Ty Jerome and Ja together?
Yeah. I mean, he's played with other point guards the entire time. It just depends on what you do with the other players on the court, you know, how you play those other guys.
The three becomes more critical. That's what you're alluding to, right? Yeah, like it's been.
They've got a lot of versatility this season with the amount of wings that they have. But I think you'll see some Ty with Ja. You don't really need to. You'll probably see more type of Scottie Pippen Jr. because Scottie's a defender. You know, Scottie can guard the other guys, even the guys that are a little bigger. In the playoffs, he was our defensive stopper in the playoffs. He's maybe 6'1", 6'2". So, you know, he can play with Ty a little better, but they'll have moments where they get Ja and Ty together, I'm sure.
Only reason I was concerned about it is that if KCP isn't bringing an increased three-point shooting percentage, right, we all hope that it goes back to sort of where he had it. Last year it was down, and you start, you know, you're looking around, well, Bane's not there anymore, Kennard's not there anymore. You do still need to be able to balance out that floor, and I just wonder, I'm hopeful that it's not, that you're talking about Ty Jerome as a sixth man candidate of the year because he's coming off the bench behind Ja, but I just wonder if Scotty's not hitting those shots or KCP's not hitting those shots in that spot if they're going to be forced, because you look down the roster, I mean, Ty Jerome will be the next guy, right, just in terms of dependable three-point shooting?
Yeah, I mean, that's all. The basketball is an entire game. It's not just like, you know, do you have to have it in the starting lineup? Do you have to have it with Ja Morant? If you can get those shots knocked down, if you can get guys who can come in and score, they don't particularly have to be in the starting lineup. I had a conversation with a guy who was saying because of his shooting, you have to start Ty Jerome. Like, well, you're not starting Ja and Ty Jerome.
I'm with you. You're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's not happening. You know what I mean? So I don't think that's a concern. I think our three-point shooting this year is going to be a lot less of a concern this year. Not particularly saying we're going to shoot better, but I think the 3-point shot won't be as much of a piece of emphasis this year as it was in years past. I think that Taylor Jenkins kind of lazily had the 3-point shot as being a big emphasis of what we do. But I think that with Coach Isolo's system, we'll see more diversity in our offense and more points off a fast break and points off of turnovers and things like that. So I think that we're going to be much more of an attacking offense that's focused on getting to the basket and just getting good shots, period, whether they're, you know, three-pointers or mid-range shots or layups or whatever. So I'm really not that concerned about it. Plus, I think with the way that they're going to play, with Ja having the ball in his hands, he's a guy who's going to – who can find those guys for better quality shots as well. And we're not a bad shooting team, man. You got guys like Ty Jerome, like you said, who was one of the better shooters in the league. Santi Aldama shot the ball very well. KCP started off last season very bad, but he did pick up his three-point percentage back to where it was in that second half of the season. Cedric Cowell is probably going to end up being a decent shooter. Jalen Wells shot the ball very well. Scottie Pippen Jr. shot the ball well from three. Vince Williams, he had a nice shooting three-point season a couple years ago before last year, who we all agree probably was more of an anomaly for him. It's kind of a season you're tossing out to give him another opportunity to see what this year is going to be. And G.G. Jackson, is a guy who he has the potential to be a pretty decent shooter as well. I don't think we're going to be a team that just, you know, can't hit the side of a barn at all. I don't think that's a real thing.
Well, I will say, like, Ty Jerome, you know, there's deals flying, you know, a billion miles a minute. So you're kind of just like reacting as he's doing. But now that all the dust has settled, bro, that looks like one of the deals of the summer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you would have said before the Pacer series, right, you would have said, no way the Grizz could get a guy like that on, like, period. Forget what they got him for. Like, there's no way they could get him. And they got him, and they ended up getting him on a damn good deal.
Him for the not the mid-level, but the my terminology is off now. You got him for the lower level exception, not the mid-level, but whatever the other one is.
Right.
But as opposed to you didn't have to pay the mid-level exception for him, which is absolutely crazy. A guy that was coming out with a lot of hype about where he would end up going, a lot of speculation about where he would end up going, and what tier of money you would assume he would be in. And for the Grizzlies to get him for the amount they got him at, he's gonna be a major player on this team this year, man. We talked about this last week about how the Grizzlies haven't had a guy who's an off the court, off the bench bucket like this. It's been a long time, man. Since you're talking about a guy who comes off the bench who could be a 15, 20 point scorer a game, not averaging, but he's a guy who can go there. You know what I mean? So, Scottie Pippen Jr., of course, you know, has those capabilities and flashes and spurts. But Ty Jerome's a guy that you're going to call on every night to be a scorer off the bench. And I think he's going to play a very, very key role in this team. And he's what we wanted Luke Kennard to be, plus other stuff that Luke Kennard would never be. You know what I mean? So I think that he's going to be a very, very good player for this team. I am very excited to see Ty Jerome and how he plays out on this team this year.
Yeah, I saw he was on that list for, and why wouldn't he be? He was a finalist right last year for sixth man of the year. And he's on list again this year and should be. What John and I talked about, ESPN, I think, had I thought about you. They had Memphis 10th in terms of standings this year. Did have him over that 40.5 at 42, but had him 10th. And I thought about you, like, you know, in the conversation we had about shaking your fist at it, saying, damn you, ESPN, that's that same BS Jason Smith said. They're going to be better than 10th. Way
he
better.
Said they're going to be 10th in the West?
That's where ESPN had them, in 10th in the standings, above the same five teams, you know, we'd all kind of singled out, Portland, Utah, those same five that I feel good about being above. Mm-hmm. It's just the Dallases and everything else that I don't. But they were closer to me than to you. That's not to say we ain't calling you the prophet for when you and Drew Hill came with some optimism, sounding a little bit like you yesterday. And so I'm not going to pull back on that. When it finishes better than that, I'm still going to call you the prophet. But it seemed like ESPN and the rest of them are around where we're at. Had them 10th.
Yeah. Yeah, the Grizzlies are going to be better than that, man. We go back to a lot of people in our fan base. We point at that 2021-22 team and just talk about how old we were, so good then, right? That was a very young Grizzlies team. Like, Jaren wasn't nearly as good as he is now. Desmond Bane was a rookie. Ja was still young, and he had a great season, sure. But even like that team, and even the team that first made the playoffs 2 years before that, or the year before that, whatever it was, those teams didn't finish 10th in the West, bro. Like, and that was 5 or 6 years ago. And this team has more talent than both of those teams. Like, I'm not saying they're going to be finished second in the West. They very well could. I think you're talking about a team that's got two all-stars on it, bro. You got two all-stars in your starting lineup. You know what I mean? And they're not – they haven't been all-stars at the same time other than one time. But there's two young guys who have been all-stars that are under 26 years old. I mean, like, those teams are typically good teams, bro. Like, to say that team is going to be 10th in the West, I just let people talk because I really feel like the Grizzlies are going to have a really good season this year. I think the West is going to be very competitive, but we're going to be one of the competitive teams in the West as well.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is – that's the –
I'm praying that Sam is right, and I will be down there, and everyone will be cheering.
If it comes out to be like, you know,
that's a good job.
You're in the mix, right? 4 or 5 seed. That's when you say competitive in the West. That's kind of what I think, right? Like 4 or 5.
Yeah, you're gonna be around 4th to 5th.
Right.
You won't be a play-in team.
And
the
so
Grizzlies will not be a play-in team.
All right. And so, above all else, if that happens, why? Like, what contributed to the Grizzlies overperforming the market, projections, analysts' opinion? What was the main thing that contributed to that happening?
It will have to be Ja Morant being healthy. Like, Ja's going to have to play 60-something games this year. Like, no excuse. Like, if he doesn't hit that awards level threshold, the Grizzlies are not going to be good, like, period. And you got Ja. Jaren's going to have to continue to be the guy he was last year and step up. I think that his role is going to increase this year. I think that even though the Grizzlies do have centers, I think that Coach Isolo is going to emphasize that Jaren gets rebounds more this year. I think that's going to be part of what he does, simply because he's so big about gang rebounding and everybody getting offensive rebounds. I think you're going to see Jaren's rebounding numbers increase just because of that. Like I said, that alone is two all-star players, bro. Like, that's two teams. That's two players. How many teams in the West have two all-stars on their roster? You know what I mean? So I think that's going to be a big deal. And the Grizzlies have more balance this season in their roster than they've had this entire era of the Zach Kleiman, Ja Morant era, as far as having actual wings that can defend and play multiple positions. And also, if that happens, Cedric Cowher is going to have to be good this year too. He's going to have to be not a guy who's you're talking about a top rookie in the league, like rookie of the year candidate, but he's going to have to be a proven rotation player to the level like Jalen Wells was, which is kind of contradictory because Jalen Wells was a rookie of the year candidate this year. But I think that if Cedric Cowher has a season where he looks like he's a actual rotation player, not a forced rotation player, not a guy where we're just forcing him out there to play and he's actually not that good like they did with the Zaire Williams and the David Rideys and the Jacob Ravies of the world. If he's a guy who comes in looking like he's ready to play, I think all those things would contribute to the Grizzlies looking like a really good team.
I'm going to add one because I feel like you and I have kind of touched on this too, that it means it means Isolo's, you know, stuff has worked to some degree, it's folks buying in, whether it's the system itself. And I tell you what, I mean, it would mean that Zach Kleiman's bet, because it's a pretty big bet here. You didn't do any other, you know, coaching interviews or whatever, you know, else. You this is your man. You know, it would mean that bet cashed in. You know, and maybe he's up, you know, if we're saying fourth or fifth, you know, maybe it's not in the top three or top two, but I would think, like John said, you'd be finishing over projections in a place that nobody had you. That'd have to put him up there with some, you know, maybe a fourth, third on a coach of the year list. If we're talking about what went
right. If he's good, you can't separate him from the reason why the Grizzlies are good. He would have to be a key part of it. Another key part would be if he figures out how to use Zach Edey, and if Edey comes back soon. Because if Edey's gone for a while, man, it could really put a damper on the season. So I'm hoping he gets back, you know, sooner than later. Yeah. He's out there looking like Elegante right now from WWE with the beard. I don't know if y'all seen bearded Edey yet. Those pictures have been floating around.
No. I just saw the body cam, but I didn't see
they're telling me he's got a Harry Potter wallet off the body cam from the pullover.
Hey, I would be surprised. Hey,
what does that mean, saying Harry Potter wallet?
Hey, he's got to do what they do, man. I mean, my guy, what's his name?
You see the logo on there.
My goodness.
You know, my guy plays with Legos.
Miles Turner. Yeah.
He's a Lego guy. So, hey, these guys do what they do, man.
Yeah. Does he build like skyscrapers?
No. He builds like.
Who? I don't know what
Miles Turner, what does he build with the Legos? If we're going to judge him, is it just little small, or is it like stuff you see in the mall, like the whole big buildings and skyscrapers? Like
probably expert, tabletop stuff. Little castles.
He built like a Titanic replica. You know,
for real?
Yeah.
That seems pretty intense.
I mean, Legos.
I'm going to go that Harry Potter wallet is a little bit lower down the list, man. And then a grown man, if it's something technical that
you think a Lego is better or worse than a Harry Potter wallet?
It's still more mature if you're doing it expertly, like it sounds like this Titanic.
Even if you're building like Star Wars spaceships?
Like models and stuff, you know, models. That's a hobby.
Disney.
The Lopez twins were Disney buffs too. So
yeah,
These guys do what they do, man.
But you know, I mean, I guess Brooke Lopez did get him one, didn't he? He did win himself a championship. Yeah. But he had Giannis, man.
He did.
And Robin never did nothing with his goofy ass.
And saying,
well, maybe John can get Edie one.
And you're a Superman man and all the comic heroes, and you're a grown ass man that'll whoop at anybody. So we can't question these men's toughness just because they got a Harry Potter one.
I'm not questioning toughness.
That's a little different, though, man. Harry Potter a little different.
I felt that way, but again, it feels like we might be judging.
Yeah.
Y'all pushed me off.
No, I just it took me by surprise as well. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. He did not strike me as a Harry Potter. Like, I didn't even think he was in that generation. He's young. Harry Potter's for, like, people our age. Well, I don't know what our age is, but, like, my age, 34, 35, you know?
Yeah.
But apparently it's reaching across generations, man.
J.K. Hey, I also Rowling. Got an update, man. About 12 minutes ago, I did get a text from somebody who did have one ticket and a parking pass. I can't go by myself, so I told him just hold on to that. So for all y'all in the listed audience, man, I need two tickets for tomorrow for me in 2032. Five star.
Got them halfway home.
The show's doing a lot of work for you, saying. I mean, we got you the one, man. I mean,
I know, bro.
Do you do this call out on your show?
Oh, it's coming. Bro, it's coming today.
Okay,
today at 1 p.m.
Between,
it's coming, trust me.
Between both of us. We're going to be in that joke. We're going to be in that thing.
Hey,
okay.
I might have to use this parking pass from him and get, you know,
put
something else.
Right, piece it together.
I like it. I like it.
A collab.
If Gabe was a little older, I'd take his ticket and then get one ticket for somebody else and let Gabe go do his thing. But, you know, or maybe it might be enough of a crowd where they don't really care where people sit. I don't really know how those rules go. I normally get some pretty VIP tickets from the Tiger fans out there.
Right. Saying great to hear from you as always, man. Thanks.
Appreciate you, brother. Man. Always.
Good luck.
All right, y'all take it light.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He is Anthony Sane looking for them tickets. Got to get them tickets, man. I feel him. He's just
it works every time.
His principle is that he just refuses to purchase tickets for any event, regardless of what that event may be. You know, I get where he's saying, where he's coming from on that, but, you know, I do seek tickets where I can. They're like, hey, you got anything on? But I will purchase them if need.
No, well, they just want butts in there anyway. Like I said,
that's
Memphis,
right.
Memphis should give Gabe and Sane some tickets at this point, especially for an opener.
Yeah,
an FCS opponent.
We did uncover the Zach Edey body cam audio.
Yeah,
when he got pulled over
the reference, yes.
in the Kia, doing 100. So it was very. I don't want to say it was funny because it's not funny to go that fast because bad things can happen. But the exchange was pretty funny.
Okay.
We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.